The Apostle Paul and almost 300 men are aboard a grain ship that is heading towards some type of land in the middle of a Euryalon. They've been in this storm for 14 days now, and they've been taking soundings so they know they've gone from 120 feet to 90 feet. The men have done everything that they can possibly do, and now they have put out four anchors on the stern. They're hoping to slow the boat down even more. And now, at this point, we see something interesting. Starting in verse 30, Luke records, "In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. And then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, 'Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved.' So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away." Some of the soldiers weren't praying. They were scheming. They were thinking about their own safety, not everyone else's. So what did they do? They pretended to lower the lifeboat into the water, acting like they were going to attach some more anchors to the bow. What they really intended was to head for the beach. When Paul spotted the deception, he told Julius the centurion, "Unless they stay with us, you will not be saved." Now, this brings up an interesting question. Paul had already told everyone that God had given him an assurance that all of them would survive the storm, even though the ship would be grounded. So what is he telling them by saying, "Unless the men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved"? Does he mean, "Listen, guys, if anybody takes that lifeboat, people are going to die"? Well, that would hardly work with the previous revelation of safety, would it? So what is Paul saying? Alfred Barnes gives us this explanation. Quote, "The soldiers and the centurion were unqualified to manage the ship, and the presence of the sailors was therefore indispensable to the preservation of all of them." In other words, the centurion and soldiers without nautical experience would be unable to manage the ship. It's interesting how the centurion has gained a lot of respect for Paul during this disaster. In effect, the centurion is the last word on what is going to happen aboard the ship. He has Nero's badge. He is in command. But at this point, he has come to believe that Paul is no ordinary transport prisoner. In verse 32, Luke records, "So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away." I understand that these are Roman soldiers and not Christians, but there is a spiritual lesson here. By cutting the ropes of the lifeboat, they are eliminating any further human attempts at rescue. Now, it's down to God's word to Paul, period. It reminds me of the Phoenician sailors when they were faced with a similar quandary. As their ship was being battered by a storm, Jonah told them, "Lift me up and hurl me in the sea, and then the sea will become quiet for you. For I know that on account of me, this great storm has come upon you." There is nothing else that they could do to save themselves. It's either throw the prophet in the sea or drown in it themselves. So they pray for forgiveness to their own gods and toss him out of the ship in the storm. Friends, sometimes it simply comes down to obedience or disaster. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.